HQN Books and Harper Audio present Restless Hearts by B.J. Daniels, performed by Wayne Mitchell. Chapter 1. As the sun came up over the foothills, 12-year-old Ty Garrison was having trouble staying in the saddle. His punishment for coming in late last night with beer on his breath included being dragged out of bed before daylight to ride fence. He should have known that the first time he tried alcohol, he'd get caught. He was lucky his father hadn't taken him out to the woodshed and used the strap on him.
"I could wallop you good for this, son, but I think it's time I start treating you like a man, and you start acting like one," Shane Garrison had told him. "So you go on up to bed and we'll talk more about this early in the morning."
Except there hadn't been much talking. Just an order.
"Get your butt out of that bed and into the saddle. You're riding fence this morning."
Ty was thinking that it really was high time his father stopped treating him like a kid when he saw something that set his heart off at a dead run. He reined in at the sight. Something was kicking up a whole lot of dust just over the next rise. The sound of deep snorts filled the clear November morning air, sending a chill through him. Coming fully awake, he sat up in the saddle as he eased his horse through a patch of snow to the top of the rise. He felt his eyes go wide and reined in hard as his horse shuddered under him. He'd only seen buffalo from a distance, large dark shapes along the Montana prairie horizon next to his ranch. Now only yards away, this one had been wallowing in the dirt, but now jumped to its feet, its big shaggy head and dark eyes aimed right at him. The animal was huge, at least 6 feet tall at the shoulders. The beast snorted, making his horse shake again and sidestep as if wanting to run. Ty knew the feeling. He wanted to run as well. He'd heard stories about buffalo, how fast they were, how powerful, how destructive, and worse, what they could do to your body if you ended up under the huge hooves. He could see where the bull had broken through the neighbor's fence and their own. It pawed the ground, snorting again, making him realize he'd startled it, just as it had startled him and his horse. His first thought was to turn tail and run home, but buffalo could clock 40 miles an hour and jump 6 feet straight up into the air, and he could see what this one had done to two fences. But also Ty could hear his father's words about it being time he was treated like a man, time he acted like one. He knew what his father would do if he'd been riding fence this morning. Carefully, he eased his rifle from its scabbard. The weapon was loaded and ready to fire. All he had to do was aim and pull the trigger. He lifted the rifle, his arms quivering, his finger resting nervously against the trigger. As he got its big head in his sights, for some crazy reason, he thought of the buffalo head nickel his grandfather had given him. It was in the tin box where he kept his other keepsakes. He didn't want to kill this animal. In that moment, he could imagine this buffalo wild, millions of them, this prairie its home before they were all killed off. It seemed wrong to shoot it. And yet, it had broken down their fence. It could do a lot more damage if something wasn't done about it. It was one of the reasons that his father and all the other beef ranchers hated Montgomery McClintock for raising buffalo. The huge buffalo pawed the ground again, raising a cloud of dirt in the air as it breathed hard. Early morning steam rose from its nostrils. His horse whinnied, growing more anxious. He felt sweat run down his back. It was now or never. The largest thing he'd ever killed was a bull elk, not something that weighed a ton. The rifle barrel swayed in the breeze. He swallowed the lump in his throat and fought to hold the gun still as he settled the crosshairs between the beast's eyes. Through his sights, he saw with horror the buffalo lower its head and charge. He pulled the trigger. The shot went wild as his horse reared and he found himself falling through the air before hitting the ground hard. Blaze McClintock roared down the narrow gravel road, dust boiling up behind her pickup, even though it was November in Montana. The farmer's almanac was calling for a mild winter. There were only a few patches of snow around, mostly on the shady side of the hills. She thought that after all these years, she wouldn't even be able to find her way to the ranch. But it was as if the way home was stamped into her DNA, something she couldn't outrun no matter how hard she tried.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?